Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Good evening, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Sit back and relax. We have a great show for you tonight. We'll be preaching about the purpose of a plan, So I hope you guys will stay with me, and I'll be right back at Tina Cabin. Yes. This is G. Wright, and this is the Heart Love Radio Show. Coming to you now.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey. No matter come what may, I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh, he gave me what I needed when he gave me his son. He gave me hope and a future. He gave me the greatest love. And now that I've got Jesus helping me along the way, he's perfected everything about this old girl, making me brand new in every way. So I'm Jesus,
What's going on, you guys? This is G Wright coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. I love saying DC Baltimore area. And what's going on, Christopher? What's going on, Gail? What's going on, my girl Sherelle? I can't talk to say Sherelle. Cheryl, you know I should know your name after 20 something years. All right, that was Destiny by Tina Campbell. The one half of Mary Mary. You have to get that CD. That CD is off the chain. It's a very nice, worshipful CD. So I hope you guys will like it. Cheryl, I found the music. Now I'm just going to make it to an MP3. But I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm just going to go ahead and do it and send it to you. I know, right? I should know your name by now after 20-something years. Of course, you know I know your name. One of my dearest, sweetest friends. You know, guys, we're talking about tonight the purpose of a plan. Why is a plan important? Why is it important for us to have a plan in our lives? You know, what's up, Montrell? How's it going? It's good to see everyone here. You know, I'm coming from Proverbs 29:18. And Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. You know, now, one thing I do love this, I like this NIV. Sometimes you need a King James Version. I love how King James says, where there's no vision, the people perish. I think that's what it says. Blessed is he who keeps the law. Why do you think it's important to have a plan? I'm glad that everything's going great, Montrell. Yeah, don't forget that CD, Gail. Why is it important for us to have a plan? Where there's no revelation, where there's no vision, the people cast off restraints. But blessed is he who keeps the law. You know, God just put in my heart about talking about the purpose of a plan. For me, a plan is important. What's up, Moses? Moises? What's going on, man? The plan is so important. The plan is so important because the plan helps keep you on track. It helps keep you on track. In education, we call them those benchmarks. We have benchmarks, places where we should be in a particular time in the school year. So when you have a plan, it helps you stay on track. It helps you to understand what should be happening next. What's the next progression? What step should I be taking? What do you guys think about the purpose of a plan? What's in your heart about that? What's up, Jay Bird? Jay Bird Richardson is in the house. And we're talking about the purpose of a plan. You know, people perish without a plan. You know, where there's no vision, people cast off restraints. You know, to me, it helps you keep yourself on track. It's like benchmarks. You have benchmarks where you should be. Also, having a plan helps you, by staying on track, it helps you to see what steps need to be taken. You know what? I love that, Cheryl. A plan holds us accountable. A plan holds us accountable. You know, we can say whatever we're going to do, we can talk about it all day long, but if we don't have that plan, it doesn't hold us accountable. So that's great. Cheryl, anyone else have anything else to say about that? No, plan does hold us accountable. You know, it's like we can say, I'm going to fix up the storage unit. I'm going to do some repairs in the house. Or I'm going to go back to school, whatever it is. If you don't put in plan, you don't have anything tangible to really see to really, really make yourself do it, you know. Now, my friend Gail, she writes, a plan keeps us not only on track, but helps us to follow through with what God has given us. That's true. Helps us to follow through with what God has given us. Give me a little bit more about that, Gail. Give me a little bit more. I know you got a little bit more in you about that. What do you mean, like, help us follow through with what God has given us? How does it help us in that way? How does it help us in that way? But, okay, while she's getting that together, Montrell writes, having a plan motivates us to move forward. You know what? It is. It's just, these are some good things you guys are giving me today. Accountability helps us to follow through what God has given us. And it motivates us to move forward. And I think that's the point that we really are. You know, God wants to make sure that we are held accountable to the things that we're going through. He wants to make sure that we are accountable to what he's talking to us and what he's putting on our hearts to do. Now, without this accountability, we won't do it. And sometimes, you know, we have to see it. You know, I can talk about all the changes I would like to make in my life. I could talk about it, but until I start writing it out, until I start writing the plans out, I'm just talking gibberish because I haven't begun to do a roadmap of what's going to happen, what's the next step to take. What's up, Cornelius? Cornelius, we're talking about the purpose of a plan tonight, and you're missing some great things. Cheryl was talking about a plan holds us accountable. Jay Bird, what do you think about it, Jay Bird, if you're still there? Gail's talking about it helps us to follow through with what God has given us. And then Montrell just saying it motivates us to move forward. And I believe that's what God wants us to be right now. I think he wants us to be in this place where we are motivated, held accountable, and able to visualize and see something to help us follow through what he's placed in our hearts. You know, I was speaking with a dear acquaintance today, a lovely, lovely person, and God's given her a vision. And she was talking about the urgency she felt to do this and to begin this whole journey what God's given her to do that this month. And it just made me really, really think. You know, there's some things that God's given me to do as well, as I'm sure he's giving you guys to do also. And the thing about it is that he just wants to see, are we going to follow through? So having a plan helps us. It's like right now I'm trying to figure out when am I going to have my release date for my project? And until I actually go with the date and really put something down and write something down, it's nothing concrete. It's like faith without works is dead. You know, the purpose of a plan. You know, a plan is action. It's something that is ongoing. It's something that is moving. If you're not moving, then you're just sitting on your blessing. You're just sitting on that gift that God's giving you. You're sitting on that dream. You're sitting on that goal, whatever it is that God wants you to do in your life. You know, what else do you think about a plan? You know, the purpose of a plan. We talk about purpose. Purpose is something like what do you call a purpose? A purpose is something like a desire, a goal, a reason to live. You know, sometimes we talk about, you know, yeah, I'm still here, Gail. I'm still here, Gail. So, you know, we talk about this purpose and all these different things. Oh, Jay Bird said, he can't really add anything. Everyone is taking his answers. Jay Bird, I know you can do that. I know. You can say something, Jay Bird. You're never at a loss of words. But, you know, these are some good things you guys are saying tonight. You know, are you guys having any issues with your with CME Live right now? Are you guys having any issues? Okay, I'm going to keep it going. One of our friends got locked off, and she can't come back on for some reason. But, okay. All right, so here we go. So, guys, so we have these plans, and – think about, no, you said no. All right, Jay Bird. All right, all right. I'll give you a pass on that one. But the thing about this is this. Proverbs 16:3 says this. I'm gonna jump over there for a second. You guys are listening through right now. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area, and I'm also on FaceTime as well. Can you guys hear me? I think something's wrong with your system, Gail. I think something's wrong with your system. But all right. So listen, Proverbs 16:3 says this. I'm going there right now. I'm going there. And I'm using the NIV version. I think I had to bring out my King James version. But commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. So the purpose of a plan, is to, like as you said, keep you on track. But also, when we commit our way to the Lord and we allow him in the process, because sometimes we can say these are our plans. Well, these are the plans, Lord. I'm doing this in the name of the Lord. And God might not be telling you to do that. So that goes along with some of the things you guys have already said as far as holding you accountable, as far as being motivational. Cheryl wrote this, just like a builder, we must have a plan or a blueprint to follow in order to accomplish our goals. Our blueprint is God's word. Amen, Cheryl. Amen, Cheryl. What's up, Crystal? Amen. And I'm going to read that again. Just like a builder, we must have a plan or a blueprint to follow in order to accomplish our goals. Our blueprint is God's word. And as Christians, the word of God has to be our blueprint. It should be our blueprint. Crystal said, amen, amen. Yes, that's it. That is, the thing about it is this. We're committing our way to the Lord. When we're allowing ourselves to be led by Spirit, and we're reading the Word of God, and, the Word of God helps us to make decisions that we need to make in our lives as Christians. The purpose of a plan, as Christians, our whole thing should be committing our way to the Lord so that our ways can be established. It should be worshiping him and giving God all the praise. It should be spreading the love of God, and telling the whole world about Jesus Christ and the price he made for us on the cross. It should be about the power of God and displaying the new life, newness of life in our lives. So, plan. See, what is God saying to you about your life? Because there's a plan that he has for each of us. Jay Burr said, amen, Cheryl. What's up, Therese? Right now I'm going to do this. I'm going to play some music for a minute, you guys. So I want you guys to sit still. Stay with me. This song right now is a song by Talent Man, and this is God Provides.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do. close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you
enjoyed that. That was none other than Talent Man, God Provides. Montrell, she wrote this, just like the scripture you read, without vision, a plan, we perish. A plan or vision is for the future. We serve a God of the future. So we need to look to the future God has planned for us. Without that, let me see more. Without that, we don't grow. Ooh, woo. We stagnate and die. So the purpose of a plan is to help you not to become stagnant. I think that's a good one. You know, I wrote support your goals. The purpose of a plan is to support your goals. But even more than that, that's deep. That is deep right there. Without that, without a plan, we don't grow, we stagnate, and die. You know, and not only that, when we die, spiritually, emotionally, physically, even before it happens necessarily physically, you know, when that does happen, you don't move forward. You stay there. You stay stuck. So a plan is like, helps you to process so that you can move forward. It helps you to process so that you can move forward, take that next step, take this step, take that step. It helps you to move so you won't become stagnant and die. And if you fall, you get back up. You know, and I think that's the part some of us get stuck and we stagnate because we're afraid to make that plan. We're afraid to make that plan because we're afraid of accountability. We're afraid to be held accountable to that thing which God has called us to do. That's good. That is good. Gail writes this. She writes this. God's plan for us is to live our lives acceptable and approvable as unto him. In the book of Micah, this is God's plan and purpose for us. I got to finish reading this. Here it is. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Well, that's good. That's good, Gail. Thanks for sharing that. God's plan for us is to live our lives acceptable and approvable as unto him. In the book of Micah, this is God's plan and purpose for us. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Therese, I love that song too, God Provides. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's so true. That's so true, Gail. You know, the purpose of a plan. You know, God wants to see, are we going to really trust him? Are we going to really trust him? And if we really trust him, we're going to do whatever it is that he's placing our hearts to do. Our duty as Christians to love and serve him and to be obedient and to allow him to use us, you know. And then individually, what is the purpose? What other purposes has he given you in your life? Because there's a reason why he created you. There's a reason how he created me. There will be another you. Now, someone can look like you. They can talk like you. Those who have children, they can look, they can imitate you, but no one can be you. And God has a purpose for your life and the purpose of the plan. To live our lives acceptable and approval as unto him. You know, one of the things I was saying about, and also with this, is that the plan also supports your goal. When we make these plans and these different steps, these steps should support your goals. What is it God has called you to do? If you're trying to go in one direction, the plan should not be going in the opposite direction. The plan should be going further. It should be going in order. It should make sense. But it doesn't always make sense. Sometimes God calls us to do some things and leads us to do some things that we might say, Lord, why are you saying that? But he just wants to see if we're going to be obedient. And when we're obedient, thank you so much, Karen. Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you so much, sis. You know, thank you, Mom. Thank you. You know, I love you guys. I love you. But sometimes it's not going to make sense. But if you pay attention to things the way God is leading you in your life, when you're making the purpose of a plan, you know, it supports your goal. The plan should support the goals. And the goals should be doing what it is that God has called us to do. And then the gifts that he's given you are gifts to really reach other people, reach those who are lost, reach those who do not know him. You know, Proverbs 16:9. I love Proverbs chapter 16. I just love Proverbs. Proverbs 16:9, it says this. It says, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. I'm going to read that again. In his heart, a man plans his course. He plans his course in his heart, but the Lord determines his steps. So sometimes when we just step out on faith, you know, God just wants to see, are we willing to actually do it? And then when we make those steps, we begin to put those things, those words and things into action, then he's like, okay, now you're stepping out. So now let me help lead you. So it doesn't mean that just because we make plans that they're going to happen that exact way. God is still working things out. You know, Crystal, my girl Crystal, she wrote this. She writes this. Plans, I'll even say goals. That's right, Crystal. Let you know that God still has a purpose. But for me, the plans always revolve around the discipleship, the building and renewing of the church. God will give and take, and plans may not always be for the same reason. I think it is. But at the center of the plan, whoo, all right. I'm about to start shouting up in here, Crystal. Whoo, but if the center of the plan is centered around God, then we can rejoice no matter which way God directs it. Ooh, goodness. You guys are, ooh. I'm going to have to read that one again. Now, when I'm reading these things, guys, it's because the first time I just read it, and I'm trying to process the whole thing. What's up, Karina? But I'm going to read that again. Crystal wrote this. Plans, I'll even say goals, let you know that God still have a purpose. But for me, she said for her, the plans always revolve around the discipleship, the building and renewing of the church. God will give and God will take. And plans may not always be for the same reason I think it is. But this is it. But if the center of the plan is centered around God, then we can rejoice no matter which way God directs it. Amen, Crystal. I'm ready to shout. I don't know about you guys. I am ready to shout up in here. Because, you know, what she it goes like just like this, what it says in Proverbs 16:9. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. But if the center of everything you're doing is centered around God, guess what? You can rejoice, as Crystal just wrote. You can rejoice no matter which way God directs it. So the purpose of the plan, it seems like the purpose of the plan also is to really test and see, is our plan really about serving the Lord, or is it really about serving our flesh? That's a good one right there to think about. The purpose of the plan, is it really, the purpose, what's the goal? Is the goal just to make yourself rich? You think God just wants to bless you just so you can be rich? Or you can be rich and be able to be a blessing in the kingdom of God? You know, God's with all of us. We all have a role to play. Whether we're middle class, upper class, or even lower class, or don't have any class at all. You know, the purpose of it is to really give God the praise. So I really love the fact that really that line, we say a whole bunch of things in this one. Plans let you know that God still have a purpose. God still has a purpose. You know, Montreal wrote this. She writes this. God also knows what we can handle knowing. God does not always tell us the complete plan. He gives us what we need for that time and season. Okay. God does not change. But as we grow in him, we change. Then we will see how God had planned it all along. I got to read that one again. God also knows what we can handle knowing. Because, guys, we can't handle knowing everything. God does not always tell us the complete plan. He gives us what we need for that time and season. God does not change, but as we grow in him, we change. Then we will see how God has planned it all along. That's some great word, Montreal. You guys are really, really blessing me, and I know you're blessing everyone who's tuning in. What's going on, Willie Mae? Cousin Willie Mae is listening. And we're talking about the purpose of a plan. And I just have to say this. That is so true, Montreal. You know, God does not change, but as we grow in him, we change. You know, think about that. We make our plans. We make our plans. We make our goals. And then we set forth to do those things. And then through the plans and things like that, our hearts are sometimes, you know, God, we're being tested. You know, what is our ultimate reason for this plan? What's the ultimate goal? But like Crystal said, if God is in the middle of that plan, if he's the center of that plan, then whatever happens, we should be okay. we should be okay with it. Then once we've gone through that, then we'll see how God had planned it all along. Like you said, Montreal. You know, it's, I can personally say this. I've gone through some things, and I just wondered, like, Lord, why am I going through all this? And then when I've come through and I look back, I'm like, that's why. That is why I went through. You know, sometimes we don't see the bigger picture. We're so focused on that storm that we're going through. We're just so focused on those things that, and then even in the midst of the plan, we sometimes lose hope about the plan. Why am I even doing this plan? Why am I, what am I doing? And guys, but if we're willing to allow God to speak to us through our situations, then we will understand in the end if we do not give up. So we cannot give up. The purpose of a plan. The purpose of a plan. This next artist I'm going to play for you guys. I hope you guys like this artist. This artist is a friend of mine I went to school with. This is Damien Roy. And this is My Praise. Hope you guys like the song.
Right. my grandson, G. Wright. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, I got my grandmother just to that radio snippet for me before she passed, you know. But I just got to say this. You know, we're having a good conversation tonight. I'm loving this. The purpose of a plan. The purpose of a plan. You know, a plan is something that you can, when you write it out, it's something that you can visually see to help also remind you. You know, earlier, you talked about, I believe it was Cheryl talking about, hold you accountable. But, you know, hey, what's going on, Andrea? Hey, you know, one of the things I want to tell you guys this is that the purpose of a plan to help us to visually, to have a visual understanding of what God wants for us to do. You know, so we have to visualize. When we see it, it definitely holds us accountable because we see it. So I want to encourage you tonight to make sure that you write out your plan. Write out your vision. Write out your vision. Write it out. It's like a roadmap. Write it out. And when you're honestly just doing it from a heart of, you know, I want to be obedient to whatever it is that God has called me to do in my life, and whatever that is for you to do, write it out. When you write it out, make sure he's the center of it all. Make sure the purpose of your plan is to give God glory. And then God can lead you, and he can navigate you through the trials, through the mountaintops, in the good times, in the bad times, in the ups and downs. You know, write out the vision and just say, Lord, here it is. Show me how to get to this next level. But the thing about it is this, we have to be willing. We have to be willing. What's up, Auntie Grace? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. You know, write it out. Write that vision out. Write that plan out so you can visually see it. Then we can see it. It's going to hold you accountable. Make sure God is number one. And then be willing to allow him to lead you. So the purpose of the plan, maybe the purpose of the plan is also to bring us closer to God. Because if we make him number one, and we put that faith into action, and we allow him to lead us, then we will very much so see that plan come to pass. But we have to be willing to understand and be flexible enough to understand that it might not happen to come out the way we expected it, but it will come out the way God intended it to come out. Thank you so much, Grace. Auntie Grace says, she wrote, I love what you are teaching. You know, praise God, praise God. I want to tell you this. You know, God had placed it over my heart. You know, I was in a group years ago. After R&B group, I was in a gospel group. And everyone was doing their own thing. And I was waiting. I was coming stagnant. And I, as one of the listeners, participants, weekly participants said, we become stagnant and die when we don't do anything. When we don't move, when we don't make that plan, when we don't do anything. When we're afraid to move, we become stagnant and we die. And I remember stepping out to do my first CD. And I made plans, but I didn't write the plan out. I didn't write out initially. But once I wrote it out and I started putting my faith into action, it turned out different. That first project turned out different. It was better than I had ever expected. But I left an R&B group to follow the Lord and to go into ministry. And I was like, Lord, my music sounds kind of different. And it's okay to be different. And, you know, but I was flexible enough. I allowed God to use me. The plan, the reason why I'm telling you this story is that the plan did not end up the way I thought it was. The music did not end up that way. But it ended up the way God wanted it to end up. The point I'm saying is this. Take those steps. Don't become frustrated when it seems as if your plan is not coming to fruition. Perhaps what you're going through is a part of the plan, but you're not going to be able to see it until you're on the other side, until you've gone through it. You know, sometimes we have some detours also in those plans. Sometimes there are lessons that God wants us to learn along the way. You know, amen, I'm glad you tuned in at the right time, Andrea. You know, God might be just moving us in a different way. And you know, and sometimes we have these detours, and God wants to learn something because it's going to help in the bigger scheme. While we make these plans, make sure that God is at the center of the plan. Cheryl, she writes this, so cool that God already knows his plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Yes, it is our job to make sure our plans align with his plans for our lives. Then his blessing, will fall on us. Amen, Cheryl. Amen. I got to read that part again. It is our job to make sure our plans align with his plan for our lives. Then his blessing will fall on us. Amen, Cheryl. Amen. Amen. You know, the purpose of a plan. Purpose of a plan. Because this whole definition is changing as we do this show. It's expanding. Do you guys feel it? It's expanding. So the purpose of our plan, based on Jeremiah 29:11-13, which you just now shared, Cheryl, our plans have to align with the word of God. It has to align with God's plan for our lives. Then his will, his blessing will fall on us when our plans align with his plans. You know, so the purpose, a plan. Our plans have to align with God's word, his plan for our lives. And then we have to be willing to accept it. We have to be willing to accept it. Grace, Auntie Grace, she writes this, growing and development gives God the true lordship of your life, freedom in Christ. Woo! Amen. Growing and development gives God the true lordship of your life, freedom in Christ. And as we grow and as we allow ourselves to grow in the Lord and to learn from our experiences and to learn from our relationship with God, it gives him the true lordship of your life, freedom in Christ. So I hope something that's being said and done or spoken tonight is touching your life. You know, because God has a plan for us. He knows the plan he has for us. You know, I'm going to go there right now, back to Proverbs 29:11-13. I mean, that's Jeremiah. I said Proverbs. Jeremiah 29:11-13. But his plan to prosper, you know, not to bring harm to you, but to prosper you. You know, the thing about it is this. God wants us to prosper. He wants us to do his will. And part of prospering is being obedient. You know, the purpose of a plan. Purpose of a plan, it holds us accountable. It motivates us. It supports our goals. It also tests our heart. I mean, a man's heart will be seen through the plans that he sets and the goals he sets. You look at a person, you'll know the person by their fruit. We want God to have lordship. We want him to have lordship in our life. And it shows when we are willing to align our plans with his plans. So is it really, really deep? Or is it really, really simple? Let God be number one. Let God be number one. Are we making it harder than it is? You guys think that's what happens sometimes? We make it harder for ourselves. When it's real simple, the purpose of the plan, to have something, a visual that gives God glory, keeping him number one, so that ultimately he can be glorified through everything we go through. Hey, what's going on? I got Denise. I got Denise in the house. All right. I am feeling even better. We're talking about the purpose of a plan. The purpose of a plan. You know, we might have the plan, but do we know the purpose of it? And ultimately, it should be give God glory. And I believe that we're in a place right now where God wants us to do his work. Write out the plan. Pray with a plan. Pray that the plan gives God glory. Pray that the plan gives God praise. And be flexible. Be willing to allow God's plan to come forth. Not our plan. I think that we talked about a couple weeks ago about the flesh warring against the spirit. You know, let us get out the way so God can have his way in us. Amen. Amen. It's so good to see you. So good to see you. Amen. Denise, amen. Amen. Amen, Cheryl. Amen. Andrea. You know, Andrea, that whole thing about I have a problem with overthinking things. I think we all do, Andrea. I think we all do. I think God just wants us to step out there. Just step out there. Step out there of our comfort zone. This is stepping out of my comfort zone during FaceTime. It holds me accountable to what God's called me to do. And you guys are holding me accountable to that as well. And I appreciate that. You know, ultimately, it's about giving God glory. And that's what I want. You know, and it's about proclaiming his word, Denise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And being accountable to what God has called me to do, about you being accountable to whatever it is that God has placed on your heart to do. What is his plan for your life? The purpose of a plan, first you have to find out what that plan is. What is your purpose? Our purpose as Christians is to give God the glory. Let the name of Jesus, let people see the light that's within us. We have to go around and tell everyone we're Christians and do all these things. They should be able to look at our lives and tell that there's something different. Does being a Christian make you perfect? Does it make me perfect? No. We're striving for that perfection. And ultimately, it's to give God the glory and give God the praise. But God wants to make sure that we know that there is a plan. He wants us to know in this season that he has a plan for us. Yeah, make sure you tell her, I love you guys and I miss you guys, Andrea. I'm so proud of you guys. I see what you guys are doing down there in Atlanta. Montrell writes this, if we truly want to follow God's plan for us, we will step out in faith or be pushed out of that comfort zone. Amen. And let me tell you, I think I was pushed out. I think I was kicked out of the comfort zone, Montrell. You want to know? So while I'm preaching you guys and talking to you guys, exactly where I'm at. I'm here with you guys. You know, I believe that's what God wants us to do. Step out. Step out there. Step out there. And he'll open the door that no man can shut. And then he'll close the door that no man can open. But are we willing to take that first step? And that's the biggest thing that God, I believe God is saying to us this season. I know it's 10 o'clock. I know it's getting late. But I just want to say, God bless you guys. I pray that God will bless you. And Andrea, don't beat up on yourself, you know, about overthinking it. You know, pray about it, whatever it is that God has placed in your heart. Pray about it. If you don't know what your purpose is, read the Bible. John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. You know, He died for us. Jesus died for us. God sent him to die for us. You know, we're going to Christmas season and to commemorate his birth and the reason why God sent him, his purpose, the purpose of a plan. It's going to come forth. It's going to happen. You know, God's plan for your life, believe it will happen. But we have to do our part. We have to step out there. We have to step out there and do it. So whatever it is that God has called you to do, step out there. Make the first step. Like Montreal wrote, if we truly want to follow God's plan for us, we will step out in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith, or be pushed out of that comfort zone. But are you willing to follow that purpose of the plan, of God's plan for your life? Are you willing? I pray that you'll be willing. I pray that you will step out. I pray that you will write down the vision. Write down so you can see it. Then write some plans down underneath that. How are you going to do that? Pray about it. Then say, Lord, here are my plans. Now, will you have your way in my life? But I want you to understand it. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. But God is still God. And he's still able to keep you as he's been keeping me. Praise him. Woo! He will keep you in the midst of your storm. So that his purpose, so that his plan will come to pass. And when you're going through, guys, don't forget about the purpose. When you're going through that test and trial, don't forget about the purpose. Why am I going through this? Why am I learning? And when you open up your heart, you will be able to receive the things that God wants to teach you in this season. Are there any last words before we end for tonight? Anything you guys want to say? I just want to say I appreciate you guys coming through. Tell Tracy I said hello, Andrea, and give her a big kiss and hug for me. I miss you guys. You know, but we're still family. Krista Nelson, she wrote this 2,000-ish years ago. I wonder if the disciples and the members of the first church, circles upon circles of believers, through their trials, tribulations, and their persecutions could ever fathom. Could Adler fathom what would come forward from their plan? That's a good one. God has something far greater than we could ever imagine. Amen, Crystal. And we've got to believe that. We've got to think higher, guys. We have to think higher. God put that in my heart, I think last night or two nights ago. We've got to think higher. You know, think higher with those plans. Think higher than what you're thinking right now. Some of you guys, God is speaking to you, telling you to begin to put your school together. Begin to put your school together, and you're saying, how can I put my school together? I don't have those things that I need, and God says, I will take care of it. You know, some of you guys God might be putting on your heart to begin a mission trip. He's saying, Lord, how am I going to do that? You know, trust him and begin to make steps and allow him to open up those doors. Some, it might be a kindergarten, daycare, something like that. But whatever it is, whatever thing is that God wants to do in your life, be willing to do that. Andrea, she wrote this. We miss you too. And one thing my mom and grandma always reminded me was I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's right. You can do all things through Christ. Who strengthens you? Yes, you can, Andrea. Yes, you can. And know it and believe it. Not touch and agree with you that it will come to pass. it will come to pass. What's up, my cousin Leone? Nene is here. Thank you. You know what? I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. I hope you guys will be encouraged. And I think that's a good way to end the show tonight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what you need to say to yourself. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The purpose of the plan. You know, I believe that God wants, he's doing this work. I don't want you to die. God does not want you to die without you even trying. Take a couple steps, even if it's baby steps, and then put them first in the whole thing. Write out the plan. Write out how you're going to get to that plan. Start making those steps and allow him to that lead and direct you. Commit your way to him. Let your ways be established. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Please share this video on your walls. Please share this video with your family and friends. What's up, Willie? I'm glad you come, Willie. We're about to end the show. My brother's in the house. We're talking about the plan, the purpose of the plan, Willie. The purpose of the plan. Please share this video. Please look back over it. I'm going to do the same because you guys gave some great words. Remember, there's some things you guys said tonight. You guys said that the purpose of the plan, I said it's like a benchmark. I understand, Willie. I understand. I'm glad you just came through, man. God bless you. The purpose of the plan is to hold us accountable, to motivate us. It's like to give us that roadmap. It's really, really show us what's in our heart. And we should keep God number one and be ready and willing to follow him, whichever direction he leads. We should be okay as long as we know that God is number one in our plans, the center of everything we're doing. And the Bible should be our road map. And remember, again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God bless you guys. Have a great night. Don't forget that the plan is to also help us to do the things that God has called us to do. Be willing to be led. And trust that regardless of whatever detours you feel are detours, know that God will bring everything to pass. But be willing to put your faith into action. Love you, Therese. Love you guys, Montreal, Willie, Cheryl, all you guys, Andrea, Mom, Crystal, Montreal, Denise, Andrea, Grace. Let's see, everyone. I'm trying to say everyone, just say everyone, because I don't want to leave anyone out. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Please share this video. I will see you guys again on Thursday. Then next week, Dr. Wagner will be coming back, hopefully. And we'll have another session next Wednesday night. But I'll see you guys on Thursday. What's up, Leon? Lion. Hey, I'm going to say God bless you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for coming through. Share this video. And be encouraged. And I want to hear some praise reports next time we come through and how God has been touching your life. God bless you guys. Have a great night.